does kick the can down the road, unfortunately, because it does not get at the larger problem, which is the federal debt and deficits and the fact that the U.S. is spending more than it's taking in. But it does give some relief to the markets today, and it gives some certainty to tax rates, which people like, for sure. It extends those Bush-era tax cuts. It does raise taxes on people who make more than $400,000 if you're an individual. Their actual rates will be going up. But for the typical American, what you're going to be feeling is you're going to be paying a little more in taxes, but it's not because your actual rates are higher. It's because the payroll tax went away and because Social Security is more expensive and you're going to be paying a little more for it.
Okay, how much more, relatively speaking?
The average person is going to be paying about $133 a month more in taxes. For someone who makes less than $75,000, your tax bill on average is going to be about $822 per year. And for people who make between $100,000 to $200,000, your tax bill is going to be about almost $1,800 a year. So it's more in taxes. But if you make more than $1 million, you're going to be paying about $170,000 in taxes.
Okay, what's going to be noticed immediately, and what should we be concerned about moving forward?
So immediately, for people who are really enthusiastic and like to file their taxes at the start of the year, you're not going to be able to because the IRS doesn't have everything all figured out yet, and they can't give you your refund. And the average refund, by the way, this year is estimated to be about $3,000, so you've got to wait for that money. But longer term, the impact is going to be some more certainty, I would say, for things like the alternative minimum tax, which every year Congress has to put in something that's called a patch because there's been no permanence there. And now they actually do have a permanent, and I'm saying permanent with my fingers in the air because nothing's permanent. But there is some real guidance in terms of the inflation adjustment that goes in. The AMT ensnares lots of people, and it shouldn't because it was really designed for millionaires, but it hits something like 30 million Americans, big.